Merci beaucoup. Ma question, plutôt mon...
Thank you. My question, or rather my comment, goes to our colleague, Ms. Souza and Ms. Bouchakova. I wonder how plastics can implement, how you implement measures to try to mitigate the environmental damage that has been revealed by recent researchers. And many of them have been mentioned this morning. And those responsible for companies that are part of the framework to try to mitigate the damage. Unfortunately, we're seeing that regulations are not upheld, and we need to make sure that responsibilities are taken seriously. And this was something mentioned by Ms. Bouchakova, and this is urgent. Indigenous communities, for example, in Brazil, for centuries have been using natural fibers instead of plastics to package products and conserve food. Unfortunately, the plastics industry has not used the traditional knowledge of such communities that draw on natural resources in a logical and sustainable way, much more so than the North. It's necessary to invest to ensure that these products can enter into the markets. For example, there are Amazonian cooperatives that already produce such fibers. We're talking about, in Portuguese, jute fibers or of coconut fibers. So there are alternatives for using plastic based on fossil fuels. They already exist. These are products that could be produced in step with the demand. It's not so much a matter of replacing these employees, but rather drawing on the knowledge. Often we see people working in precarious situations. We need to see an investment in other forms of employment that are environmentally friendly, using such fibers like jute or coconut, and look to these workers that offer alternatives to plastics. And it seems to me that this would be a response to the environmental crisis that